Hey, I've watched several interviews that you've done. I watched your Facebook post from the church explaining what you were doing, and I thought you asked a very revealing question, which is really at the heart of this. And you asked this question: why is it okay to celebrate those who choose to come out as gay, but it's not okay to celebrate those questioning their sexuality when they choose heterosexuality? Let me ask you, have you gotten an answer to that question?
You know, yes, I have. And the answer overwhelmingly from the gay community is that they are born that way, and so there's no alternative. And so the assumption is that every single kid who is questioning their sexual identity is gay or should be gay or will end up gay. And I think that is crazy. As a matter of fact, you know, we have been told all the way through our lives that, 1% of the population lives inside of a homosexual relationship at one point or another, maybe 1%. Now, all of a sudden, surveys are coming out from all over the country where they're asking high schools or school districts or even statewide what percentage of kids are gay, trans, or lesbian, or non-binary. And some of these are as high as 30, 40%. This is crazy to think that 30% of the kids are gay all of a sudden in the last 5 years. That is just not true. It's just not true. And so these kids are questioning. They're struggling. And for us to provide a safe, loving, Christ-centered, biblically-minded environment for them to have a conversation, not condemnation, is so important. And yet they're screaming at us, saying that somehow we're ruining these kids. I just don't get it for the life of me.